This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. This guy wakes up every single morning with all the bad reports out there. It's the one and only Mike Fisher joining us here at 105 for the Fan. Morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, boys. Outstanding. Thank you. Where's Sean now? He's stuck again?
Yeah, he's stuck in Vegas. What an awful place to
stuck
be stuck.
Stuck is the wrong, is a relative shame. Term, you know?
He's trying to pull some stunts, though, as he tweets, hey, can somebody give me a free sandwich and a free plane ride?
F you.
Tweets a request at J-Lo for backstage passes.
Yeah. If he really followed J-Lo properly, he'd know that J-Lo and A-Rod are hanging out at the Star in Frisco right up here with me.
Really?
They took a tour of the Star, and they proclaimed it to be the finest workout facility in the history of the planet, and Jerry Jones very appreciative, I'm sure.
Is he the one who eats all the chicken wings?
I've heard Cowboys fits amazing. All right, Fish, let's start here with the Mavericks before we get into Amari's contract. The Kawhi scoop, are the Mavericks getting a meeting?
Chris Sheridan, longtime NBA writer, tweeted that yesterday afternoon. He tweeted that the Mavericks expect a meeting with Kawhi. That tweet, that report was met with a lot of derision, to say the least. But a few seconds later, I contacted a Mavericks person, and their answer, interesting to me, was their answer wasn't no. Their answer is, we're not aware of that yet. So Chris Sheridan is not exactly wrong. He's just premature. The Mavericks are not aware that they have a Kawhi Leonard meeting, but that doesn't mean they don't want one. This would be the longest of long shots. Somebody else I talked to says it would take some crazy circumstances for Kawhi Leonard to land in a Mavericks uniform. But this goes back, Chop, to what we've said, and using Cuban's words, for years about running out the ground balls. If Kawhi Leonard wants to have dinner with you at 5:01 on Sunday, June 30th, then you have dinner with Kawhi Leonard.
Mike, the number one thing that I hear from Mavericks fans going into this offseason is that they feel like it's different with Luka, you know, as far as potentially attracting free agents. But then it always immediately is like, but then again, we used to have Dirk and it never worked out that way with free agents. Do you really think that there's a chance it's going to be different this year? And is Luka making that big of a difference going into it from the mentality of the Mavericks?
Yeah, I talked to Mark Cuban about this, and Luka has talked about this too. Their plans, as of a few days ago, was that Luka wasn't going to be involved in recruiting. Now, maybe that'll change. But, you know, let's fly the plane to wherever, and let's land on a guy's doorstep, and let's wine and dine him. That Luka wasn't going to be in that. Now, that surprises me a little bit.
Me too.
But the Mavericks' position on this is what Luka does on the floor, that's the selling point. You want to play with that guy. And maybe the reason, and you mentioned Dirk, you know, I've speculated for years that first of all, I guess this part's a fact. In the history of free agency, it's not just players who don't move to Dallas. Players don't move, period. Until LeBron James went to Miami, it just wasn't a thing. Now there's more movement, but by and large, the rules are still set up. So established team, the previous employer, present employer, gets to keep that guy.
I mean, let's be real, though. Like, when this tweet was sent out there yesterday, DFW didn't have this massive standing ovation because we know better.
Everybody kind of rolled their eyes,
I feel.
Yeah,
we're
like,
not dumb. We know he's not coming here.
Well, and of course, we treat it that way because that's the Mavs' history with free agency.
Right, right.
But actually, it's the NBA's history with free agency. Nobody else signs anywhere either, except for Warriors, Lakers, and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just Dallas that doesn't sign big fish free agents. Boston doesn't sign big fish free agents either, by and large. And Milwaukee doesn't, and Seattle and Portland doesn't, and Denver doesn't. None of them do. And so you bet. You take that all with a grain of salt. The biggest obstacle that Dirk had when it came to recruiting in the Mavericks' eyes, is he didn't grow up with these guys.
Yeah, he didn't play AAU.
He didn't play AAU basketball with these guys. He didn't hang out in the neighborhood with these guys. He wasn't on college recruiting trips with these guys. And to some degree, obviously Luka and Porzingis are in that same boat. But if I'm a smart basketball player and I want to get my max money by moving, I want to play with Luka Doncic. And I don't think there's much argument about that.
All right, speaking of Luka, he is the rookie of the year. No surprise, right?
It would be classless of the Mavericks to make fun of Trae Young in Atlanta and Atlanta's campaign to suggest that maybe they should have been co-rookie of the years. When 100 voters, when 98 of them say it's Luka, and only two say that it's not Luka, and one of the two I know is the Oklahoma City writer, who probably knows Trae Young because he played at OU.
Yeah.
I assume the other voter would be from Atlanta. I don't know that, but I assume that. When the only two votes that don't go to Luka go to the guy's hometown newspaper guys, that's a sign. And good for Trae Young. He's awfully good.
Sure.
But he's no Luka. It was basically a 98-2 landslide. Do you guys agree with that? If we make a list of who's the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and you know, we survey a million people, and I'm the only one who says Fran Tarkenen, don't you kind of go, Fish, that's because you grew up in Minnesota and maybe you're a little biased.
Yeah, probably so.
It would, but stop down here. Fran Tarkenen is one of the most underrated guys of all time.
No doubt.
Easily top 10.
Yeah.
But if you surveyed 100 people or 1,000 people, you wouldn't get many votes saying he's better than whoever, Unitas or Montana or Elway or who's ever on your list. And that would demonstrate my bias if I'm the only guy to vote for him.
And in this circumstance here, the Mavericks make the deal 10 times out of 10 if they have the opportunity again to re-choose today.
Oh, it's not even close.
Not even close. Of course. Of course.
And speaking of making fun of, I don't know if you guys are aware of the Houston Rockets Twitter account last night. Which didn't the Rockets get suspended a couple weeks ago off Twitter?
Their Twitter got like suspended for a hot minute. A lot of guys, Rex Chapman, Blocker Charge, which is a great Twitter account.
Very funny.
That got suspended for a hot minute too. I don't know what happened or why. They didn't know why. The Rockets didn't know why.
Okay, well, here's another reason not to suspend the Rockets Twitter account, but to wonder who's steering the ship over there, because they've done it again. Last night, the MVP obviously goes to Giannis, the Greek freak, and James Harden did not win MVP. And the Rockets' congratulations to Giannis was basically congratulations, but, and then a series of tweets trying to establish that James Harden is better than Giannis. It's just a really classless way. And Troy Hughes knows all about this, the armpit. It shouldn't surprise him. Doesn't surprise many of us, I suppose, that, listen, congratulations, but, is not congratulations. It's like an apology. Pat Joni says to his wife, honey, I'm sorry for what I did, but that's not a very good apology.
Very nice. The
Rockets have stepped in it again, I'm afraid.
Mike Fisher, Mavericks insider, Cowboys insider. Join us here on 105 The Fan. Is Amari Cooper going to get, you write this, $22 million? Is that what you texted me?
So he says the other day, he did a kids camp, and he said, I'm not looking at Michael Thomas's pocket. And that's a great quote, and I believe him. Pat Doan, you've gotten to know Amari a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I find him to be a sincere person, don't you?
No question about it. He is very straightforward, and when
grounded.
He tells you something, he means it, and he is not one for a bunch of out there extra fluff with what he's saying. He just says, gets to the point and says what he means.
However, the report coming out of New Orleans that Michael Thomas has asked for $22 million. I haven't confirmed that, but that's the report. And that their counteroffer from the Saints is 18. That means we've just moved up in a snap of the fingers. We've moved up kind of all right, the range is 16. We've moved it up $2 million in a snap of a finger. And so now all of a sudden, if that report's right, Michael Thomas's basement here is 18.
The low ball is $2 million more than what the maximum was before.
Not counting Odell Beckham.
True.
Yeah, Odell Beckham's 18, right. And then everybody else, the next five great ones are 16. Now, in fairness to Amari and his negotiations, the Cowboys established 16 a year ago with their goofy bid on Sammy Watkins, and it is a year later. But my answer, once again, Chop, you and I have talked about this a lot, to why don't the Cowboys hurry up and sign Amari, and not to mention Dak and others, they're trying to hurry up. Why should Amari Cooper hurry up when he wakes up the next morning and sees, oh, I thought I was going to ask for 16. Now it's 18. Wait another month. And frankly, if Amari Cooper wanted to take the risk, because it is an injury risk to go into a final season of a contract without an extension, and he makes 13.9 this upcoming year, if he wanted to not sign his contract this year and wait till next year, it probably would be $22 million. Because the bar is always going to get reset up, up, and up.
Well, it also depends on what they have. I mean, otherwise, like, are they gonna pay Zeke the full amount? Are they gonna pay Dak the full amount? All these contracts, it is a zero sum game in the NFL, right? It's just different than life. It's different than every other sport.
Cap wise, they have the ability to do all these things. I still think at some point there's going to be a race to grab some of the available money while the grabbing's good, which is why a lot of people on their lists of who might sign here in the next 2 months keep forgetting Jalen Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep reminding you.
That's right.
Jalen Smith is buying what the Cowboys are selling and wants to be here. And I think Amari Cooper is buying what they're selling too. So while he might not have his eye on Michael Thomas's $18 to $22 million pocket, his representatives certainly do.
Fish, I want to ask you about this because I'm monitoring this closely. Tyreek Hill is meeting with the NFL investigators tomorrow. How closely are the Cowboys monitoring this, just like comparing it to Zeke? And I know you don't want to compare, you know, incidents off the field, but if Tyreek's not charged, obviously Zeke wasn't, the suspensions and how long they are, what are the Cowboys looking at?
Yeah, and there's – because of Article 46, right, Chop?
Yep.
You're wide open. The commissioner's wide open. He could do whatever he wants to. And there's no protesting it. You can't take it to court and win, because Article 46 is part of the collective bargaining agreement that you, the player, signed off on. And so I'm with you in terms of finding it interesting what they do with Tyreek Hill, but there's no use comparing it, because the commissioner has the ability and the power to give him a fine, a one-game suspension, a 10-game, 100, a million, the same as he does with Ezekiel Elliott. I would still, if I was the Cowboys and Zeke, I'd be more worried about looking in the mirror than I would be in looking at Kansas City. I still think that Zeke, for the Vegas video incident, will end up getting fined, and that'll be the end of that. But you talked about difficulty to sleep at night. Chop, if I knew that my boss, the commissioner, had the ability to at any time throw me in the trash can for almost anything, that would be difficult for me to sleep at night. And therefore, by the time I got to 3 a.m. in Las Vegas, I would be asleep at night.
Fish, on what? And your note that, excuse me, I need to use the cough.
All right.
Hang on. Cough button. There we go. Used it. Don't have one of those in TV. Getting used to that. your note said, trade Dak? ?
Oh,
and,
no. Don't.
And
what
are you doing?
This, Tony.
What are you doing?
USA Today, which isn't the USA Today that we kind of grew up with, because now that it's online, its width and breadth is wide, that everybody that writes for USA Today isn't necessarily an actual real live writer. You know what I mean? No offense. Nevertheless, USA Today came up with a piece the other day suggesting that the Cowboys' only real option with Dak Prescott is to trade him. And this is in USA Today, so it comes with some level of gravitas, right? It is in USA Today. And then you're reading this thing and you're wondering, well, okay, I'd like to hear more. How would you do that? And why would you do it? And, of course, his reasoning for why he would do it is because Dak sucks, you know, that one.
Oh, yeah.
But how would you do it? And this, I'm assuming he's like 12 years old, this USA Today writer. This young man's proposal is that the Cowboys simply call Tampa or Tennessee and get Jameis Winston in a trade, or get Marcus Mariota in a trade, and pick up a couple of number one picks along the way.
Is he talking about fantasy football, or what kind of trade are we talking about here now?
Yeah, and of course, if that guy is talking fantasy football, I want him in my league.
Yeah,
true. I also want, by the way, Chop, in our radio station league, I want O.J. Simpson in our league.
Oh man, we played that yesterday.
All right,
that was
fine.
Unbelievable.
I'm in.
O.J. Simpson tweeting about fantasy football. You know, who should I draft first? Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's a you know, who should I draft first? Maybe Tiki Barber? I'm exaggerating a little
all
bit.
All right.
Yes, OJ, come to our draft, bring cash, and select Tiki Barber with your first overall pick. The solution on Dak Prescott is not to trade him for another quarterback who's exactly like him. You'd be in the exact same boat. And if Dak sucks, why would Tampa give up Jameis Winston for him? And why would Tennessee give up Marcus Mariota for him? Your biggest problem with Dak is that you might be stuck with somebody who's good and not great. That's the biggest threat. Mm. And you need him to be great. And by the way, Chop, I'll close with this. You need him to be great whether you pay him $32 million or $22 million. The need to be great doesn't shrink if his salary shrinks. You see what I mean?
Well, that's – yeah, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
If you quote, win the negotiations and get him at 29 instead of 31,
you still need him to be
that
great.
Doesn't change anything.
Yeah, he still has to be great, absolutely.
He still has to go win 11 games right. and someday – get to the NFC Championship game, and someday do the next for us ever to look back and say that was worth it. Even on Tony Romo now, because Tony Romo and his massive salaries over the years never amounted to enough, it's a fair criticism of Tony Romo and that era of Cowboys to say, y'all, all of you, weren't good enough, and you got overpaid for your time.
Thanks, Fish. No salute, nothing? Just, okay, very nice. Mike Fisher, Cowboys and Mavericks insider here at 105 Through the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.